In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Howdy there, partner. You know what you're listening to? Where's the Fenwick Podcast?
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning.
How is everyone?
I'm good, yeah.
Yeah, good, yeah.
We've had a week off, guys.
Yep.
It's Friday.
Well, that was loud.
Oh, wow.
That was the loudest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
it's Friday, baby. Let's get a round of applause for that.
Yeah.
Roll on the weekend. And it's going to be hot. It's going to be hot this weekend, guys.
Yeah, I know.
Who is it that don't like the heat? You don't like the heat, right?
I hate it.
You don't like it either?
No.
It is going to be baking. From Monday, apparently, 34. And they say it's going to be the hottest day ever in in June.
Well, that means I'll probably be in on Monday. I'll be staying at home.
Harry's going to be hibernating in the freezer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a hot one. So be safe. Be careful.
Yeah.
What's everyone been doing then? What have we been up to? We had the open day.
Yes.
That was
open day. Yeah, I know it.
My henna from that day is still here.
Yeah it is. And yours. Yeah. And that's actually the henna, that's the design that you said you're going to get into a tattoo in, yeah?
Yeah, the Bray Wyatt moth, yeah.
Is that the same?
Pretty much, yeah. Tegan did it. She did a very good job just from looking at a picture on my phone, so.
So how long?
Yeah, she did mine, and then Paige started adding stuff.
Nice.
Nice.
So how long until you get that done proper?
I don't know.
Because Mum says it's on the cards. Mum says it's going to happen. Does Harry say it's going to happen?
I want it to. Yeah, I would like.
You should go whilst that's there because it's already outlined. Mm. All he's got to do is go over it, right?
I don't know.
But yeah, that looks cool. That's cool. Yeah. Did everyone enjoy the open day?
Yeah.
Oh yes.
It was a good one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lil bought loads. Bought loads of clobber, didn't you? Loads of clothes. What was your favourite one out of the lot?
The Korean one.
Oh yeah, cool. That's a cool design, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess who helped with that one?
Yeah.
Yes, Neil. Yeah.
I just assisted.
Yes, you are.
What did you get? Anything else?
I just got like a lot of cakes.
Yeah, and they were good cakes.
Yeah, and my dad, he bought the like frame of one of the Wrath of the Moon designs that was on the table, and then there was another picture that he brought, but I can't remember what it was.
Nice.
I bought a picture.
Did you?
Yeah.
What one did you get? What picture was it?
The Peterborough one.
Yeah. I remember now. And then, Sean, there's a great picture on Facebook of you with a big hose pipe.
Yes, I love it. I see.
What happened? Tell us all about it. For those that don't know.
It is water coming out.
Yeah, so who?
We had firemen come.
Yeah.
It's my favourite bit.
How cool was that?
Oh, wicked.
Have any of you ever seen like a fire engine that close up before?
Nope.
I mean, yeah, back at, it was a pretty similar thing back at, college,
right,
where like the firemen would come in with the truck, and then like as well they would have like students and staff do like a challenge where like how fast they can get the like firefighter uniform on and off.
Oh, that's pretty cool. We should have made them do that this time around, shouldn't we?
Nope.
Oh yes, I would.
That would have been cool. But yeah, that was your first time of seeing one up close, was it, Lil?
Mm-hmm.
Was it impressive? Did you think of anything different to what you thought it would be like?
No.
Did you get to sit in it?
Yeah.
And that's high to get up there, right? You need a ladder to get up
there. It was high, but I got into it.
Yeah, I got into it. So
yeah. So. And what's it like when you're in there? Is it comfy?
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's good. There's like a lot of buttons and stuff as well, so to like control the lights.
I'm glad I didn't press anything, because I like pressing stuff.
Oh yeah! Can you imagine the sirens? Did they play the siren? Did they? Did they do the sirens?
I think they did.
Yeah,
did they?
I think they did.
And because I didn't see it because I was too busy cooking at the time.
Yep.
But I see that you guys were, yeah. Is that your impression of me flipping a burger? But it looked like you guys were pointing it towards our neighbours.
Yeah.
Spraying, is that the case? Where were you spraying it?
A cone.
A cone?
Yeah, it was a cone.
Then I thought I broke it as the bit come off it.
Whoa. Quite powerful then.
Yeah.
What you should have done was stood in front of it.
That's what I was going to do. Like, no.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
No, can't do that. Health and safety.
Mm. Yep.
Oh, well, anyway, it was a good day, right? I enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too.
And we raised some great money for this.
I was sneezing a lot as I have hay fever.
Uh-oh, hay fever's the devil.
Yeah.
Has anyone else got hay fever? Do you have hay fever?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have hay fever?
Nope.
I get it every now and again. It's quite annoying. Mainly in my eyes. Randomly.
I mean, watering.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, I feel like I can't, like, open them properly.
Oh.
Neither can I. It's like down like here.
Yeah. Like. Nasty. Nasty stuff.
Yeah.
Sean, tell us, your parents have gone away and left you in the capable hands of your brother.
Poor Sean.
My mum and dad got a tree to be boat.
Yeah, baby. So does that mean the party's around your house?
Maybe.
We'll bring the tunes.
We'll bring
the tunes. Harry can bring the cake.
I did. You.
Yeah? Eat. Lil, what are you going to bring?
Nothing.
Oh, Lil's being boring. So me and Harry will bring the stuff. Lil will just turn up and look pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah?
My mum and dad both come on Friday afternoon.
Okay, nice. Nice. It's now, you said, talking off air, you said you're going to have a sandwich tonight.
Yeah.
Because your brother's...
My brother's... He's coming home really late for work tonight.
So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to the shop this afternoon, because I've got to go to the shop anyway, and I'm going to get you something to stick in your microwave, because you can work your microwave, right?
Right.
So, what does Sean want for tea tonight?
Maybe pizza, maybe.
Yeah? You can get microwave pizza, right?
Yeah.
Microwave. Any other options, guys? What would you have? If you could have anything for tea tonight... What would it be?
I like a tikka masala.
Oh, a tikka masala, Sean. Do you like a curry? No, Sean's putting a face at that.
No, I don't like curry either. No. Because it just looks like somebody threw up into the bowl. So.
Harry Collins, have you ever tried one?
No.
You might like it.
I don't want
to. You might like it.
No, I don't.
Imagine the amount of people that look at a chocolate bar that have never had it. No one's going to taste that and say they don't like it, right?
Yeah, but like, that's
it might be
chocolate.
The same with curry. Yeah, but it might be the same with curry. You might get a spoonful of that and go, that is amazing.
Oh.
You don't know. Is it the spice you don't like?
Yeah, I'm not.
Because chicken tikka is quite sweet. Yeah, korma is sweet. Mm. Sweet. Do you like coconut?
Nah.
Lil, we've got to work harder at this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I seriously think, right, that we should do a taste test one day on here. We talk about all this stuff and everyone's like, nah, I don't want to do it, I wouldn't eat that. We've got to try it. You know, I reckon we can convert some people. I reckon Harry could be a full-blown Indian eater.
I taste it.
You taste it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you in, Harry? Would you taste it? Yeah, you would. Come on.
Oh, I would.
Come on!
Yeah.
All right. So, what if you could have anything you wanted for tea tonight? What would it be? But it's got
Domino's
be,
pizza.
But it's got to go in the. It's got to go in the microwave. It's got to be microwave a ball.
Like a one of those rustler burgers.
Oh yeah, nice. Really nice. Yeah, rustler burgers. You what?
I don't like those.
You don't like rustler burgers. Mm. You're picky. Yeah,
I am though.
So do you like burgers?
Oh, I love burgers a lot.
Fair, if I had a choice between a rustler burger and a proper burger.
Do you want a rustler burger?
Proper burger.
I think so, yeah.
All right. I'll sort you out a rustler burger at lunch. You take it home and that's your tea tonight.
All right.
Yeah?
Cool.
Cool, bro. So you could definitely use the microwave? Or are you telling me porkies? Can you use the microwave?
It took me a while before I could figure out how to use mine.
Yeah, well, they're complicated, aren't they? Microwaves are complicated. Mm. And especially the more modern you get, there's all these buttons. You don't know what button does what.
Isn't it? Yeah.
So you promise you can use your microwave?
I'm just like, just warm up my food.
Yes, I do, I see.
Right, then I'm getting you a burger tonight, brother.
All right.
That's your tea.
All right.
There you go. That beats a sandwich, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I hope your folks have the best holiday.
Yeah.
I'd love to have a cruise. And do you know what? I'll tell you a really funny story. I hope your parents aren't listening. There's a thing on Netflix. Who watches Netflix? Does anyone watch Netflix?
Only
for WWE. So.
There's a new thing that's just come out on Netflix this week, and it's called The Poop Cruise.
Yes, I did see
have
that.
Have you seen that?
No, I haven't watched it, but I think I might watch it.
I watched it the other day.
I'm watching Squid Games.
That's good as well. But there's a poop cruise, and what happened, the cruise lost electricity during the cruise.
Yeah.
And all the toilets stopped working.
Oh, right.
So for the rest of the week, and we're talking like 4 days, I think it was, everyone was having to wee in the shower and do number twos in a bag.
Why not just do it overboard into the sea?
Disgusting, man.
Which people were saying, well, you know, however, you hang your bottom over the thing, you got a risk of falling in, right? And that's a big drop.
I bet there was like, save our souls.
Did we just swear?
No, save our souls.
Oh, save us.
Hey!
You can understand how I got that confused. But yeah, can you imagine? Can you? So I hope that doesn't happen on your folks' cruise. Let's hope they're not listening. Jackie, if you're listening, have the best time.
Yeah.
I hope the toilets work.
I think so, yeah.
So what's everyone got planned this weekend?
My dad's going to be coming round, and I'm going to be staying at his for the weekend.
Nice.
I don't think I've got any plans. No.
Nice lazy one?
Yeah.
Remember, it's going to be hot, so don't just sit in your bedroom.
Well, I'm playing football this afternoon, so.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you drink plenty.
Yeah.
Yep. Will you do anything with your dad when you're around there? Will you go out anywhere?
Probably not. It's going to be as hot as everyone says it is.
Go to the Lido.
Yeah, go to the Lido.
Well, I mean, my dad's all the way in Grantham and the Lido's all the way over here, so
yeah, that's
like...
true. That's true. Sean, what are you doing this weekend? Are you chilling?
Seeing you tomorrow.
Yep.
I am donuts with my friend Roland.
Yeah.
His birthday tweet.
His birthday. Happy birthday, Roland.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. How old is he?
I can't say it.
Do you know or can you not remember?
I can't remember, I don't know.
Let's guess.
I'm going bowling.
Yep.
First.
Yep.
Love bowling.
I have cheeseburgers afterwards.
Nice. That sounds like a good day.
I'm paying.
You're paying?
Yeah.
Drinks are on, Sean.
Have you tried the new Nando's in Hampton?
I don't like Nando's.
No.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Oh, I want to try it.
In my mind's eye, Nando's is just boring chicken. Chicken and rubbish chips.
I just don't like spicy
all
things.
Day, my brothers can eat chicken.
Is that all they eat?
Yeah.
Chicken, chicken, chicken.
Honestly, at my house, we have so much chicken to the point where I get sick of it. So,
really? Would you say you eat chicken every day?
I mean,
pretty much.
I mean, my brothers and me are fussy about what we eat.
Yeah you don't come across as fussy, Lil.
Neil.
Yeah.
I mean, my brother loves Nando's a lot.
Does he?
He loves spicy chili.
Yeah, a lot of the young lads like. A lot of the young kids like Nando's. So Harry, so chicken, Mum, if you're listening, please make sure Harry still continues to get fed, because Harry's not complaining. So what would you have? Like, give me an idea of the kind of chicken you have.
Chicken on a stick. Crispy chicken, barbecue chicken, chicken wings,
chicken wrap.
Yep, that's another one, yep.
Oh, I love that, Harry.
Yep.
Chicken curry.
No, that's not on my plate, no.
Well, but chicken's good for you, I suppose, right?
Yeah, but like, you know, when you get fed it every single day.
You'll end up looking like a chicken.
Yeah.
So if Mum's listening, what would you like? Let's go through a weekly menu. So on a Monday.
Well, I mean, right now we haven't had a lot of chicken. It's mainly been like hot dogs and meatloaf and stuff like that.
Meatloaf?
Yeah, I love meatloaf.
Isn't that American?
I don't know.
So talk me through meatloaf. What's in meatloaf?
It's just like a bunch of like minced meat smacked together and just cooked in the oven.
So. What, and then sliced?
Yeah, and sliced, yeah. And then I have it with like barbecue sauce.
I had a barbecue the other day.
You had a barbecue?
Yeah.
Love a barbecue. That's the good thing about hot weather, right?
Yeah.
Good thing about hot weather, barbecues come out.
The only good thing.
Did I tell you what my brothers did the other day?
Oh,
what?
God.
So basically, they finished school, right? Mm-hmm. And then they've got all their books and stuck them in the fire and burned them.
Oh, my God.
Respect.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
School's out.
They're in sixth form.
Okay. Well, they're going to sixth form, or they're in sixth form now?
They're going to sixth
form. So that means they've just finished their GCSEs?
Yeah.
Ooh, so does that mean they had prom last night?
I don't think so. No? Though I think he's having it tonight.
Ooh. Mm. He's got his suit?
Yeah.
Have you seen what he looks like in it?
Not yet.
Have they got a date?
Yeah, he's going with his girlfriend. But as my other brother...
Nice.
His girlfriend's not at that school.
So he's got to go on his Todd. He's got to go and window shop. Nice. That sounds like they're going to have a nice night.
Mm.
Yeah.
That means you'll be at home alone with Dad tonight.
I have five brothers, so I don't think so.
You have what?
Five
brothers.
Oh.
I can barely tolerate two sisters.
Shari, they're listening.
Oh.
Well, we think they listen. if they're listening, he loves you very much. So what, do you all live together?
Yep.
Mm. Mind you, you're being the only girl, I bet you get spoilt.
Yeah.
There you go, see? So not all bad, is it? No. You make it sound like it's bad. Speak into the mic, can't hear you.
But they do wind me up.
Do they?
Yep.
Mm.
Maybe we should start thinking of pranks to play on them. Have you seen there's a couple on Facebook, a man and a woman, and what they do is they have like balls of flour above the door or balls of water. And then they have
a
Home Alone style.
Yeah, but, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he'll be sitting on the like laying on the sofa, and he'll see her walk in, and as he walks in, he just fires the
the gun, and it falls down.
What are they called? Them guns that fire
Nerf guns.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I've got loads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go. And he like fires a Nerf gun, and it hits the balloon, and it just explodes all over.
My brothers have got a load of Nerf guns.
So there you go, Lil. Let's do that. Let's do it. Fill some bags with flour, put them up above the door, and then when they walk through the door... Sounds like fun to me. I can hear a pin drop. That's it, sympathy laugh. Sean? Where's the party's around yours, yeah?
Maybe.
Yep, party at Sean's.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And I thought of something else we could do for this. Hold on one sec.
Oop.
James Watch.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Where is James now? Anyone know? Have a guess.
TikTok.
Holiday, any moment.
He's on holiday.
Ibiza.
Yes, he is in Ibiza.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
That boy is always travelling.
Yep.
Oh. I so excited to see him on Hobbin Day.
Like TikTok stars now. They either go away and start going live.
Yeah, continuously away.
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah, he's in Ibiza for the minute.
Yeah.
And then when he gets back, he's
going to Thailand.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm going to Thailand, by the way. I'm in that one.
Oh.
Nice. I can't wait, and I'm going to eat lots of curry.
Getting it. Enjoy your toast.
I'm going to do a curry watch to bring back for Harry and say, Harry, these are what they're like. Harry, got any WWF news?
Hold on.
WWE news with Harry Collins.
So, this Saturday, it will be Night of Champions.
Mm-hmm.
And on the card for that event, there will John Cena will defend the WWE Championship against CM Punk. Cody Rhodes and Randy Orton will face off in the finals of the King of the Ring tournament. Jade Cargill and Asuka will fight in the Queen of the Ring finals. Jacob Fatu will defend the United States title against Solo Sikoa. Rhea Ripley will face Raquel Rodriguez in a street fight.
Street? How do they do that?
It's basically no rules.
Oh.
So, and then Sami Zayn will face Karrion Kross. So, yeah, there'll be a lot of stuff going down on that event. And, I mean, it's like, because Night of Champions tonight is taking, not tonight, Saturday night, is taking place in Saudi Arabia. And
Money.
Yeah, but apart from that, obviously, there's a lot of stuff going on in that part of the world at the minute. And it's, you know, it's kind of dangerous for, like, the wrestlers and stuff to be there at the minute. So,
I mean, what's going on over there at the minute, then?
Have you seen, like, on the news with, like, the between, I think it's, like, Iran.
Oh, right, Iran, and yeah.
Yeah, so, and it's, like, Saudi Arabia's, like, involved in that. Like,
uh-oh.
I think they've said that, like, all, like, American citizens and stuff in the country are, like, a target or something, I don't know. So it's, like, it's not entirely
they'll be sticking safe. Out like a sore thumb in there, wouldn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, so I'm, like, I'm saying, like, if I'm working for WWE and all that stuff's going on there and they want me to go there, I don't care if I get the sack, I'm not going. I'm not going.
Harry's like,
Yeah, no, I'll stay where it's safe.
Yeah, good so. Thinking. Oh, nice. That'd be a good event. When's that Saturday night?
Yeah, Saturday night, yeah.
We'd be staying up or we'd be waiting for the results?
I'm not sure.
Wait and see. Play it by ear.
Yeah, play it by ear, yeah. And then, after that, there's another Saturday night main event. And in the main event of that, Gunther will defend the World Heavyweight Championship against Goldberg. So that will be pretty good.
Who's going to win that one?
I'm not entirely sure. I mean, it's Goldberg's like retirement match, and it's in his hometown. So like, obviously, the odds are stacked in Goldberg's favour.
If he's retiring, he can't win the belt and then retire, right?
I mean, I guess he'll vacate it as soon as he retires. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's a busy weekend for you, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else to add?
Not that I can think of.
No? Lou, any ice hockey news?
Yeah, they're having people re-sign.
Okay.
Ooh.
Do you have to do that every year, do you?
Yeah. So they're
only one-year contracts?
They are. We're having signing news at 7 PM
Ooh.
Tonight, so we'll see you.
You expecting big news?
Yeah.
You got a new manager yet?
Yes, we have. I don't know what his name is, but
sounds good then.
Nice.
Sounds good. They didn't want our choice.
No.
Who did we choose? Was it you?
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't listen.
No.
You listen to me, yeah. Peterborough. What they call
Phantoms. Peterborough Phantoms.
Yeah. You listen to me, Peterborough Phantoms. We did your job for you. We got you a gaffer. And you ignored her.
Yeah.
Damn you.
I'll waltz over there, throw their manager out just to put her in.
There you go. How's it sorted? Harry's going to sort it.
Yeah.
Cheers, Harry. Sean, you got any goss for me?
I got a list at home.
A list of what?
My meals, my mum writes it.
Oh, nice.
My post chicken this week.
Okay. Do you know what those
meals? I mean this week, yeah.
Do you know what those meals are?
Yes.
Go on then. What's going to be your best meal of the week?
Burgers.
Yep.
Pizza.
Yep.
Tips.
Yep.
Smileys.
Smiley faces.
Oh,
love yes. A potato smiley.
I want to try those.
You've never had a smiley? Everyone's had a potato smiley.
No.
This is why we need to do a taste test on this show. Keep going, Shauna.
I've tried steak.
Oh, good.
I love steak.
Yeah.
It's my dad's favourite.
I love steak.
My dad loves salmon a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever tried Harvester?
Yes.
Yes,
people always
I
get
love
full
the
just
Harvester.
Because of the salad.
It's my favourite.
The salad bit is my favourite.
What would you have with your gammon? Would you have pineapple or egg or pineapple and egg?
My dad has both.
Yep, I have both.
Sorry, I spaced out.
Gammon. Have you had gammon before?
Yeah.
Yes. What would you have it with? Pineapple or egg or both?
Neither.
Neither?
Yeah, neither.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like pineapple?
No.
You don't like egg?
Nope.
You don't like egg?
Nope.
Harry, why didn't no one tell me this before? This is a whole conversation in itself. Why don't you like egg?
I don't know. It's just like, I've tried it before, but it just like feels...
I've seen you eat cake. Cake has an egg in it.
Yeah, but like the cake's like diluted down and all that into the dough, so it's like you can't even.
But like, not like regardless of what it's fried, scrambled, boiled.
I've tried all forms, but I just don't like it.
So an egg curry would be a nightmare. Let's get Harry an egg curry.
I love egg.
Yeah. Do you like an egg curry?
No, I like boiled egg.
Yeah, I love a boiled
sausage.
Dippy eggs.
Oh, I used to have them when I was younger. Just
yeah, love it. Love a dippy egg. Harry, dippy egg.
Oh, my throat is scrambled with my fry up.
Oh, yeah. Scrambled's good.
Yeah.
Although that's probably my least favourite. Hold on, Vicky's ringing me. Let's bring her on live. Vicky, you are live on the podcast. Speak.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's hearing you.
Yeah.
Say hey, Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
Hi.
Do not swear.
Yeah, but you are live on Channel 4. Please do not swear. Vicky, we're just talking about food.
Okay.
Eggs. Harry doesn't like eggs.
I don't like eggs.
You don't like eggs either?
No.
In any form?
Not really, no. They make me like gag. A little bit sick.
Well, all eggs.
Yeah, that was kind of like a difference with me as well. Yeah.
Oh, man.
See? We great minds.
Yeah, there's two people here that don't like eggs. What do you need, Vic? Can you talk on the podcast or do you want to do it private?
Private.
Okay, I'll give you a call back in about 4 minutes.
Okay, I'm counting down.
All right, cheers. So, see you later, Vicky.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
See ya.
Where were we?
We're talking about eggs.
Yeah.
I thought I brought it back to eggs. Anyway, before we go, I want to tell you, has everyone wondered why I'm wearing a hat?
Because you had a new haircut.
New haircut. I love it.
Basically, I went to the barbers. They didn't do it good. They ruined it.
Aww.
So then I tried to fix it and I ruined it more.
Which
left me like a microphone head. So then I had to, then I thought, right, well, I'll just neaten the sides up, like blend the sides in.
Yeah.
To which I did it very, very wrong.
Oh, no.
And like basically bicked the side of my head. So then I had to go back to the barbers, another barbers, to try and fix it, who's then left me looking like this.
I love it.
So that's why I wear a hat at the minute. Remember, guys, mum's the word. Do not tell people what my hair looks like.
It looks like very bold.
Right, guys, have a lovely weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Be safe. Stay away from the sun.
Yeah.
I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Howdy there, partner. You know what you're listening to. Where's the Fenwick Podcast?